Have you ever heard of a term, or I should say, an acronym called PMO, but didn't quite understand what it was or how it benefits you or your organization? Listen, family, whether you're a new project manager or a seasoned project manager, executive, or just you're just tackling to your professional curiosity, today's episode, we're going to touch on and unpack what is a PMO. This video right here is truly your guide to understanding the power and the opportunity of having an amazing PMO. So buckle up, get your best popcorn, get your best soda or pop or whatever you call it. Lock in because we're about to do something that's going to be really big. If you're new to the episode, I go by the name of ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen. It just simply means that I have an 8-point framework, and these 8 points, my goal, my mission today is to unpack today's episode, which is entitled Project Management Office. Really, what is this? You know what, family? You mind if I share a story with you? One of the things about a PMO office is that if it's set up properly, it could be so valuable, I should say. If it's someone takes it over and it's not handled properly, it can really, really put a disconnect between the project managers, the business, and the PMO altogether. Now, one of the things of I've been in some really good PMOs before, I've been in some really bad ones. And what I noticed about the really good PMOs, what they did really well was their ability to ensure that they were protecting the business as well as they were protecting the project manager. And when I say protecting, I mean giving the opportunity for growth. A lot of times, as project managers, we can get so busy, with all of these different artifacts and filling this out and doing all this and all the admin work that we miss out on the opportunity to actually lead an actual project. This is where good PMO comes in because what they will see, depending on the size of your project, depending on the complexity, how complex it is, they may assign a project coordinator or business analyst with you to ensure that you can keep the main thing, the main thing. The main thing for a project manager is to lead and drive the actual project. And so in today's episode, I plan on just really at a very low level, and we're going to build this momentum up, momentum. Regarding the PMO, as you guys know, the Magnetic PMO book is coming out soon. Still going back. I thought I was going to be ready this week, but I'm giving you guys some behind the scenes of what is actually happening. So you want to tap into that. I'm going to try to make them short, so meaning like 1 minute or less videos of kind of what the day-to-day is. I just made one today. So again, family, I'm super excited. I'm trying to remain calm because that's how excited I am because a lot of people don't understand the value of a PMO. When you have a solid PMO, project management office, it really brings so much value to the business that even the business is shocked how projects are led, how projects are managed, how projects are, there's so much collaboration from the business as a whole. So let's get into my first point. First of all, we need to understand what the definition of a PMO. PMO, a project management office, is usually a centralized unit within an organization that defines, maintains, and ensures standards for project management across the organization. Let's get into point number two. There's various types of PMOs. When I was doing my research on for writing the book, there's a lot out there. I've even seen some that I've never even heard of. So what I want to do here is I want to talk about the three main ones that I really grew up understanding and knowing, and then I'll kind of give you what some other ones are. For instance, here's some ones that you may not hear a lot about, but they're relevant. Sort of like the EPMO. What's the EPMO? Enterprise Project Management. You have the departmental PMO as well as an individual PMO. Now, here are the three that I'm used to that as far as I call it, and again, this is my wording. I know I'm gonna probably get attacked by a seasoned project manager, but it's fine. The different types of PMO that I'm used to is supportive, controlling, as well as a centralized PMO. Now, each one of these has their various levels of authority and autonomy with regards to the project management process. I have a question for you. If you have a PMO, type in the comments which one of these that you have. Do you have a supportive PMO? Do you have a controlling PMO or a centralized PMO? And what I will do is, because I know that you like it when I overdeliver, I'm going to unpack which out of those three, meaning I'm going to break down a quick high-level definition for supportive, controlling, and centralized. And I'm going to give you what are my favorite PMO types of PMOs to work in, because you may be shocked. Okay. Supportive PMO. Now, this is the PMO. Supportive PMO, what they do is they provide training, mentoring, templates, best practices. What they really want to do, and when you work in an amazing organization that does this, they want to have their expertise, meaning people that have been project managers for a while. Really help and support other project managers. However, all of the information is not just isolated, it's driven back up into the PMO. So in case anybody else runs into any of those issues or things of that nature, they understand, hey, this would happen, this would work for this project manager. Go and test this out and experiment, see if it works. If it doesn't, come back, we'll do something else. A controlling PMO. Now, these are the ones, if you can't tell the way I just said that, like with a stank attitude, I just don't like these type of PMOs. Okay, I'm sorry, I digress. Let me get back to what we're doing. Controlling PMO. So these are they control project teams. They don't allow for deviation from templates, procedures, or any type of reporting requirements. This is more of a very directive PMOs. Now, I do have to admit something. Controlling PMO are important. What do you mean, ED? Okay, let me tell you why it's important. If you are a startup, or you could be in business 20, 30 years, if you never have a PMO and you're introducing a PMO, you first want to get the standards in place. So I can see why this is more of a directive approach. And most of the time, when you see a controlling PMO, they're normally in an environment that is a very high risk environment, where projects, I mean, like, you can't miss the timeline, but you can't miss the but, like, everything has to work, because the PMO will be held accountable as well as the project manager. All right, the last and final one is a centralized PMO. Now, a centralized PMO or unit per se, it really coordinates and handles the projects of the organization or department within. Now, again, the primary goal of a PMO is to standardize the procedures by which an organization carries out its projects. Let's move on to point number three, PMO services. Now, again, PMO services, they range from all over the place, and again, it depends on the PMO. Now, the project management office could be around, it could be methodology development, project portfolio, enterprise project managers, training, mentoring, performance monitoring when it comes to reporting type of things. So the importance of this is that these services provide PMO, and it's really based on a maturity level. So depending on the maturity level of the organization around project management, that's when these particular services would make sense or not make sense. Meaning, for instance, if you are a new PMO, you're probably going to want a lot of mentoring and coaching in that PMO, versus if you're a seasoned PMO and you're working with seasoned project managers, you may not have to build so much heavy on the mentoring and coaching, but maybe more on the methodologies and frameworks and more of the compliance aspect of things, because those could shift depending on the actual project. Okay, let's move on to point number four, PMO roles and responsibilities. Now, I'll just talk about, there's so many roles that could be looped in here, I'll give a high level of some of those roles. So you have, normally you have like a PMO director. You may even have, I've seen it where it's been a V, I've seen VPs or of PMOs. You have your project coordinator, other specialists, they all wrap up and actually pull into the actual project management office. So what I stress to you guys, family, and we're going to unpack this, we'll see how this goes, but I'll unpack which of these roles, if you guys like me to, of what the PMO director's responsibility is, what the project manager's responsibility, project coordinator and business analyst when with regards to the PMO. Point number five, PMO governance. Now, take a breath on this one, because I have some thoughts about it, and I'm trying to, but you know, I got to keep it. I have to be honest with you, family, because if I'm not transparent, then you won't, you're saying, man, ED, this is what we tune into you for. We want to know what we're walking into. Listen, I believe when it comes to the PMO governance, it has to be a combination or a collaboration between the ones that are leading the projects and the ones that are governing the projects. What do you mean by that? So the ones that are leading the projects, they're out there actually doing it day by day. The ones that are governance, they're basing it off of what they're seeing, but they're not actually in the shoes of the project manager. So this is why I say it's important that the PMO and the project manager, that they have these cross communication conversations, because each one needs to build off each other to make the processes better, to make the governance frameworks better. And this is what leads us into the PMO governance, is where you have a governance framework, including like policies, procedures, and just the basic standards of a project, for instance, initiating, planning, executing, and then monitoring, controlling, and then of course, closing. These are standards. This is definitely a standard in the PMBOK. So again, what the whole importance of a PMO governance, it just ensures that projects are aligned from an organizational strategy as well as it complies with regulations, requirements. Remember, I spoke about that, because that could be an external factor, or what we call EFF. So again, family, just familiarize yourself with the organizational project government framework and ensure your projects adhere to the established policies and procedures. Let's move on to point number six, project management methodologies. Listen, PMO has, there's so many different methodologies, frameworks, but it's up to the PMO to really help lead that charge. But don't, I'm doing my best, family. Don't try to box a project manager in. And I know I'm speaking from more of the project manager versus the PMO, but this is the disconnect that I see a lot of times what happens when a PMO is built or a PMO is revised. Whatever you want to say, is that the project managers are not part of the discussion. Things are made, things are done. And it's like, you may be surprised that a project manager is doing more of a hybrid approach, meaning involving some agile as well as just the predictive, what we call waterfall approach to leading the project. So again, family, when you're part of a PMO, whether you're leading the PMO, if you're the director, VP, or manager over the PMO, one of your main goals is to really develop that partnership with the project manager and ensuring that the methodologies and frameworks make sense for the project that they're leading. Don't just try to run where you have a project that you know should probably be a scrum type approach or an agile type approach, and you're trying to run it as a waterfall type project. It's not going to be fruitful. I'm telling you, it's like, I've watched it happen over and over again. And you just sit there and you just shake your head like, all right, well, you just wasted money and time when we could have resolved all of that if we would have worked and collaborated together. So what you want to ensure that you do is just learn to adapt different project methodologies and frameworks based off of the understanding of the benefits, the limitation, and just what really applies to a particular project. And a PMO should be helping guiding that particular conversation. Let's move on to point number 7, which is project performance monitoring and reporting. A PMO establishes and maintains project performance monitoring, as well as they ensure that reporting systems to track project progress are outlined, which requires, you know, being able to identify risk, identify issues. How is the project status going to be communicated versus on a team level versus on a director or executive level? Because there's different reporting ways of where, and someone asked me to put together a video, and I will, for the project status. What is it, you know, how the different project statuses. So I'm going to do that for that. And I appreciate you asking me to do that. I've been wanting to do something similar to that. So back to this, though, what you want to understand is familiarizing yourself with the PMO's project performance as far as the monitoring and reporting requirements, like the tools, the templates, just to ensure that you provide an accurate and timely project updates. You know, one of the things that I had to do as a project manager, we had to ensure that every month and every quarter that we had a slide that talked about everything that has happened, mostly from a high level, but be ready if we're ever called to a meeting to defend or to expound upon the high level details on the project. And this was basically a PowerPoint slide in which we were responsible for updating as project managers that went to the C-suite, and then another set of templates went to, excuse me, status updates went to directors and VPs. Okay, my last and final point, family, I think I might throw in a bonus because I'm feeling really good here. PMO value and benefits. This is point number 8. See, PMO provides value and benefits to organizations by improving project success rate. Say it with me, project success rate, and reducing project risk and cost. You know, we all know about the triple constraints. And if we don't, that means I haven't done my job well enough here. So let me unsay that real quick. Cost, schedule, scope, as well as quality. That is the iron triangle, or as we say, the triple constraints. So one of the PMO value and benefits is just ensuring that overall there's customer satisfaction, ensuring again that the projects are aligning with the strategic objective. Here, I'll throw you an actionable step on this. You wanna have the ability to communicate the value and benefits of your PMO to the project team, stakeholders, as well as senior management, and demonstrate how your projects contribute to the realization of these particular benefits. I told you I had one bonus for you, family, so I'm gonna give it to you right now. PMO network and knowledge sharing. The reason why this is my favorite, and I probably could have set it up at the beginning and said, you're probably gonna state it in it because this is important. The reason why PMO networking and knowledge and sharing is so important is because project managers are leading projects, and if they don't have the ability to come back and share their lessons learned, have the ability to share what worked really well from a standpoint of maybe artifacts that they had to use for the project, maybe it was the people that they work with that was like, man, it was these three people that were stakeholders were amazing. They were always at the meetings. They were always contributing. We were always finding ways to solve particular problems. And this is important, family. The ability to share, to knowledge share. I've seen that has kind of, it's not as strong as it used to be. I remember where knowledge sharing was just the biggest thing. After you finish a project, you would have to go in front of your peers and talk about, hey, really unpacking more or less your lessons learned register, but really developing, or I should say delivering, that final report in front of them. And I used to enjoy doing that because of the fact of it turned into a Q&A type deal, and it taught me a lot about some of the things, man, I probably could have done better there. Oh, I did really amazing there. How do I make that even continue to improve on that? So just keep that in mind, family. Here are my 3 closing remarks. again, the three types of PMO that we discussed today, and there are plenty more, but the three that I wanted to focus on here was supporting, which is basically providing you training, mentoring, reporting. Then you had your controlling PMO. This again is basically not allowing any deviations from templates and procedures. Then you have your central PMO. Their primary goal here, family, is just to ensure that there's a standardization across the board within the organization as far as projects. Then point number two is PMO governance. Again, they establish the frameworks. This can include like policies, procedures, the standards, meaning like initiating, planning, executing, monitoring, controlling, and closing. That's example of a standard. And then my last and final point, family, is PMO value and benefits. PMO really does provide value and benefits to the organization by improving project success rate. And what I love about it is it does help if you have a solid PMO, reducing costs, which enhances the project quality and which enhances the customer satisfaction. Family, I really hope you enjoyed today's episode. Again, the Magnetic PMO book is coming out very soon. We had to make some adjustments. My apologies, but again, I think it would be worth the wait. This book is really about the mindset. This is not the technical, like, oh, you need to set up this stage gate. And no. It's really more, I'm focusing on the mindset, because a lot of times what happens, family, is that we go into something, but we haven't conditioned our mind to what the expectations are. So this book is really to really pull out and draw out some of these expectations, as well as what are some deliverables that you should be looking for in this book. And I will be doing through this whole week, everything is going to be focused around the PMO. Today was more or less about the foundational principles of what a PMO, what does that acronym stand for, which is Project Management Office. Thank you so much today, family. I hope you enjoy the rest of your week. This has been your boy ED. You know my motto. You know my slogan. I thank you for being with us today. I'm gone.